XPO, this is Shelly speaking. How can I assist you today?
Good afternoon, Shelly. My name is Robert. Let me give you a work order number.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
That work order number is 07046880.
Okay, thank you. Jack Downey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the address I'm showing you is 11125 Southwest 73rd Street, or Court?
Yeah, Court.
Okay, yes, sir. How can I assist?
So this customer has a service for an installation of a built-in fridge. I called the customer to the number that I have on my e-track, and that number is the wrong number. It's not for this customer, so we're not able to confirm if the built-in refrigerator has been delivered or what was the status canceled. So we're not able to communicate with the customer. I'm heading towards over there right now. Do you have any other number there for this customer?
Okay, let me see. No, the only one that we have is that 786-474-7362 number. That's it.
Actually, some other person answered that phone and said that nobody, that they're not expecting Home Depot, or that they don't know nobody named by Jack Downey.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we did speak with HD on this order yesterday, so the customer is aware that y'all are coming out, but yeah, we don't have a valid number for them.
So how is he aware that we're coming out? Did I send them an email?
No, sir. They were speaking through HD. Home Depot reached out to us to let us know to confirm that they were scheduled for today. And they did speak with the customer. I thought some things were messed up on the order, I guess, so they had to get that straightened out with Chris. And, yeah, they understand that you're on the way. I guess we just have the wrong number for them, but that's the one that Home Depot gave us.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Did you have any further questions for me at this time?
No, ma'am. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you for calling. XPO.
Well.